Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we need to talk about flight. Well, hold on. I got to ask, is anybody flying anytime soon?
No.
Because I don't like doing this topic if anybody's going to fly anytime soon. When's your next flight, Erica?
No, I don't know.
Okay. Are you weird about that? Are you weird about talking about...
I am such a nervous girl about everything. I had to fly very shortly after the old plane crash in D.C.
Really?
And so I was freaking out. But it's fine. These are funnier, right?
Okay, so we want your flight folly stories. Mm-hmm. Obviously, if you were in a plane crash, doubtful you can call. Maybe you can. Maybe you can.
Because
not all plane crashes end
not
badly,
all of them. Nope.
Right?
Well, they end poorly.
I mean, they're
right.
It's not great, but right.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
I would say this. I'd almost fly more the day after a plane crash.
You feel like people are being more careful.
No, that. Yeah. And it's just the odds. If you believe, a real mathematician will tell you probability doesn't work like that. Probability, mm-hmm. The probability of it hitting 00 twice in a row on a roulette wheel is the same as it hitting 00 then a one. The same.
They put up the fake stats of it's been red.
Probability wise, it could so the very next flight could crash, but it probably won't. By the way,
we shouldn't
either
be
way,
talking
you
about
that plane.
I've ruined it already.
Yeah.
We want your flight folly stories. The more funny stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Can I ask this weird question? Do you think the weird stuff that happens on flights right now is happening more? Or is it just because we all have cameras?
It's because we have phones.
So everybody's just recording it.
And how before, even if there somehow was a video of it, how were we going to see it?
Yeah, there just
wasn't. We weren't on TikTok. We weren't on Reels.
Yeah, but there weren't stories about that as much. I feel like back in the day, people didn't get naked on planes. Now you have to.
I bet they did, but it was just word of mouth. And it's what? A journalist is going to be and word of mouth says.
You're right.
The girl started stripping.
Only four of your friends at a dinner party, you're sitting, you're not going to believe what happened on the plane.
Right.
But that's it. Then only four people know.
I get, yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
Well, so some...
I would have followed the lead. Woman stripping, tell me more.
Of course you would.
You're a child. Imagine you're on a plane and then somebody starts trying to climb over you.
What?
Well, so I think he had the window seat. So he started climbing over. So the people that were sitting there were like,
this happened to you?
No. This is an actual news story.
Oh.
This is a word of mouth story.
Right.
So he starts climbing over and they're like, oh crap, he must need to pee or he's about to get sick. So they are startled.
Right.
But not concerned necessarily.
They were sleeping? Mm-hmm.
It doesn't say that they were sleeping. They were oh God, he must be sick.
Sure.
So he climbs over them, then starts climbing over people in the exit row and tries to open the door.
No. And
sometimes when you're going to be really sick, you don't want to be inside though, you know?
True.
Do you want to plummet to your...
If you were in a car, what would you do?
You pull over.
You would
you
not.
Get out. You roll the window down. Mm-hmm.
What would you, have you ever sat on a plane and you look around and you go, who's going to be the weird one?
Ever since September 11th, I do.
Dark.
It's just, you start to go do the little head nod.
I'm sussing out people at all times.
At all times. But I'd see Tiak and he'd see me and we would both be like, yeah, we'll let that big guy over there get him. neither one of us. We're like, but if it came down to it, I'm like, you got me? You got my back? If we got to go?
Do men really do that?
A little bit.
There's kind of unspoken. That's what I wonder about the people in the emergency row. That's just so you'll protect us, right? And they're like, yeah. And you're like, shouldn't we?
Because you're just there for the leg room.
Yeah, we should vet these people a little more.
No, you do. They ask them.
It's not a choice I would ever make. I do not ever sit in the exit row.
You don't?
No, because in an emergency, I'm not opening that door.
Yeah, you are. And the other thing is, they don't test, right? So it's like, will you help other passengers first? Oh, yeah, absolutely. And then
they don't
in the panic
test?
Of it all, just like they don't.
How are they going to test
them?
Yeah.
They can't, right?
So right. Like,
exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. I'm first on, first out. FIFO.
Exactly. Half the time, they're like, hey, I'm talking to you. I'm talking. Come on. Pay yeah. attention. It's
take
like,
your headphones
I'm not
off.
Not going to do anything.
Listen, we're not going to get any calls if we don't focus.
Okay, you're right.
Oh, I'm
Why
sorry.
Won't you guys focus?
Yeah, it's definitely our fault.
So anyway, he tries to open the emergency doors. Passengers, much like Slacker and T-Hack,
right.
who've nodded at each other, they restrained him. Flight attendants have flex cuffs or something, and then they zip-tied him to his seat.
Hilarious.
So that's the kind of thing we want a story of. Like,
yeah.
were you on a plane? It can be anything. We want, if you're like, you were there and you watched somebody do that, not watch, but watched them go into the bathroom together and then come out all ruffled.
Okay, does anyone even do that anymore? Not to sound like Little Miss... Chris, but
I am with you. Like,
it's too small.
It's way too small. It's the room.
What are we
used,
talking about?
The do you want to have
the bathroom?
Yes. Do you want
the Mile
relation?
High Club?
It's too small. Got it.
I just got it. I see what he's doing. He was saying you're calling us. Okay. No, I do not want to do it there. No matter
no,
how.
It's
no.
not attractive.
I'd rather
frankly,
do it in my seat than in that bathroom.
Also no possible. Thanks. Also that's possible. Way more illegal.
Blankets. You're just as covered.
Yeah. But what about the guy on the window? It seems like he's going to be.
You're probably the.
You know?
It's no, it was a middle seat.
Okay. I bet you someone's got a story of.
Seeing relations?
Yes.
Yes.
For sure.
Okay, so here's what we want. Be they zip tied or relations or just fights or weird altercations with flight attendants. We don't care what it is. We want to hear your flight folly stories. 303-222-5423. Call or text.
I thought I had a good one, and then you told these stories. But I was on a flight from Cabo once, coming okay. home from Mexico.
Ooh.
And we all board. Everything's fine. We're sitting there. And nothing.
You're giving me bubble guts just thinking about it.
Well, I didn't have bubble guts.
Okay.
But then
when you're on that flight from Cabo, you don't want to be anywhere near.
You know
near.
What? We were going to Cabo, actually.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Like,
so everything okay. was fine because that is okay. why it was shocking. Oh. Then the flight attendants are like rushing to the back, running. And I'm like, well, this is how it ends for me. This is it. This is the end. No, it turns out it was just a girl puking, but puking so much before the flight that she had to get removed. Thank you. She had to get removed from the flight and like. Weird enough, she was on my flight back from Cabo.
So she still made it down
so
there.
So she still made it down there eventually.
Then she walk of shamed it onto your same plane?
And she had to walk of shame off. They had to take her all the way from the back.
She
all
doesn't
the way
remember
to the front.
That part though.
Because I'm like, do you think she was drunk?
Oh man.
She had to be drunk.
She pregame so hard that.
Yeah. And like, that's a flight you pregame.
My son threw up on a plane once and they gave him the little wings afterwards. Do you think she got?
Probably not. I think it's
probably
different when you're
age,
under
yeah,
six.
Like, get yeah. it together.
Right.
Okay, can I do a really sad one that was in the news?
Sad?
No, maybe I don't want to tell the whole story, but it was basically, there was a flight from London to Singapore. Have you ever been on a plane with real bad turbulence? To the point where
yes.
you kind of said goodbye?
I do it every flight.
But I mean, like once you're on a plane that does that one drop,
yep.
like when you feel that's probably only 50 feet drop, but it feels like 300. Yeah. When you do one that falls like 300, you say some goodbyes.
Yeah.
This plane had one of those, one of the huge things, and like a bunch of people got hurt. Dozens got hurt. One person died.
What?
Just from the
turbulence? It wasn't from the turbulence. The people who got hurt were just unbuckled. Like you're getting your bag or whatever.
Oh,
it's like,
this is why you always keep your seatbelt buckled.
But if they hadn't made the call yet.
Right, okay.
And then
no,
they just,
I'm with you. Buckle up.
Yeah.
You guys.
Buckle up. You're going like 1,000 miles an hour.
You're probably over an ocean.
Yeah, buckle up.
Okay, you don't want me down this rabbit hole, but let me just say this. In your car that can go like 80, your car, a Hyundai, maybe 40.
Okay. I'm buckled.
No. You're wearing a shoulder restraint. You've got a thing. You've got airbags in front of you. You've got curtain airbags. You've got all that crap. But on a plane that's going 600 miles an hour, you got a belt across your lap. That is just there to keep your corpse from killing anybody else. That is not there to
Slacker.
Save your life. It is. It's there to keep you from flying up and
Good.
Hitting
it
somebody
save
else.
Someone else's then. Still, that will be my last gesture. I was buckled in. both of his belts were a little too tight.
They say the passenger died of a heart attack.
Yikes.
I bet.
Because he just freaked him out. He was 70-something. 73-year-old dude. British fellow. He's, sorry.
Why did you bring down the mood with that
one? I don't
one?
Know. I don't, okay, sorry. So if you have a more fun one, like somebody barfed.
Yeah. Right.
And they got wings when they were done.
Right. Yeah.
Or there's relations, just the weirdest things that happen on a plane. 303-222-5423.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're talking about flight follies, weird things that have happened on an airplane. Eric has witnessed a geyser of a... barf
puke.
Fountain.
Yeah. Have you ever seen naked babies on flights too? Like they just poop it all over themselves and so now they've got to go and then...
It's so weird that you're saying that because I was thinking about the barf thing and I was on a trip to Disney World one time and the dude in the row behind me and we got stuck on the tarmac, which means you're not hooked up to the air conditioning anymore.
Right.
Oh no.
And then the baby was like getting overheated and then the baby hurled.
Oh wait, but the baby got overheated.
Yeah, the baby, it was just so hot. So then the baby hurled all over itself. They took all his clothes off and then it just kept barfing. But you know, what do babies eat?
Milk.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what sour milk smells like stuck in a plane for 6 hours on a tarmac in 90 degree heat?
Hours on a tarmac.
Oh yeah.
And they
we were off
the plane.
Please, for the love of God, just go back. None of us even care about Disney anymore.
Right.
Just let us off. Because we're just smelling sour milk.
I just want my car.
It's just like, rotting all over this poor man. G-Love, I'm looking at you. It was your kid who did it. He was with our group. And I'm like, G-Love is his name.
Leave him.
Oh my gosh.
We were like, please let us shoulder roll him out of the plane. We'll pay to get him on the next flight, but we don't need barf smell.
That's brutal.
Okay, anyway, so we want to hear your flight follies as well. Matt?
Yeah, guys. How's it going?
Yay.
Welcome, Matt.
Thank you. So I was a captain for a commuter airline company, and we were getting ready to take our 19-seater back to Jackson Hole, Wyoming. And the ground handlers that were putting the bags in the cargo pit came up, and they're like, hey, Captain, can you check this out? And I was like, sure. So I went around there, and this bag's sitting out on the ramp, and it's making all sorts of noise that you wouldn't expect from a passenger bag. So I read the name on the bag tag and went on board the airplane, and I said, Miss Johnson, could you see me? And so she comes forward from the back of the airplane. We walked around to the back, and, of course, everybody's looking out the windows now at us, and I was like, is this your bag, ma'am? She said, yes, it is. And I said, we need to know what's making all that noise in there. And so she opened it up, and it was a toy.
I thought it was going to be a dog, you naive whatever.
I'm really glad it wasn't a dog.
It's a bob.
Sound. It's
a bob.
No, it's not.
Was it a bob? It was a battery
operated. Oh, a bob. I thought you said a bomb.
Yes. No, a battery operated toy.
And it was charged up to full capacity at that point.
It was going to town, sir.
I can't look at you guys.
The worst part of it is, like, because you're on a regional transpo, jet, there's only 19 people total on the plane.
Oh,
so,
no.
like walk of shaming over 300 is a lot easier because there's people on the wrong side of the plane who didn't see
it. People don't know.
No, but, this is, we're all friends now. We all saw.
Did it come out of the bag?
Yeah.
She had to take it out to turn it off and then walk back on the airplane. Of course, everybody's just shocked faced.
Nope.
You know what, though?
Nope.
Good for her.
Good for her.
She... shouldn't be
she's
ashamed.
Living her best life is what she's doing.
Can you guys use this to bring the planes in or anything? get it off the plane. Get me off the plane. I'm so embarrassed.
Oh my God, that's mortifying.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for the call, Matt. I loved everything about that dude. You can tell he's a pilot.
You were having like a real moment with him at
because
the beginning.
He's the exact pilot. I have another flight folly. We were on a plane going. I had to get to Owensboro, Kentucky, and you have to. There's no direct flight, so you have to land in Memphis, Tennessee.
Sure.
And then you get on his plane. You get on this puddle jumper.
Okay.
And we get up in the air. We start getting tossed around, but the pilot's got the door open, and I watch him turn his hat backwards, and I was like, "Oh hell no!"
What?
You don't want to see him turn his hat backwards?
No, like his pilot's cap?
He was wearing a regular hat, like because it's just a puddle jumper, right? And he flips his hat backward. I'm like, huh? And he's like, we're going to set her down in Paducah. So we set her down in Paducah, and I'm like, I got a cab out of Paducah. I was like, I am not getting back on backward hat plane boy.
How far from Paducah to Owensboro?
Long enough, but not enough for me.
The
to
cab driver turns his hat backwards.
Is that a thing? That guys do when things get serious?
You damn Skippy, we do.
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding? You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You turn your cap around.
Absolutely, yeah.
You when it's on, you're about to get in a fight, something's going on, you flip your cap, and you're like, here we go.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Yeah, you're really going to fight with a cool guy? And I get that response, and we don't fight.
Oh, Cam. We lost Cam!
No, it's because I shouted about the hat.
What was Cam going to say?
She said that her husband was on a plane once and opened the door to the bathroom unknowingly because it like wasn't locked. Somebody was in there and he was just peeing like on the floor, like the wrong direction.
He was facing
the door. So when he opened the door, got
very drunk.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.